From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with this state and local news. Healy Republican Representative Dave Tallarico fell one vote short of being elected the Speaker of the Alaska House on Tuesday. There was a tie vote, 20-20 for Tallarico. This was the latest action in the stalemate that's preventing the House from beginning work this session. North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson noted there's a House rule requiring votes on Speaker nominations on the eighth day of the session.
There's so much work that we need to be doing that right now we're not doing. And so this is not personal. This is truly moving forward with what we believe in that moves what we think that Alaskans have asked us to do as we have been in our own districts. So, you know, this is not a power play.
All but three House Republicans voted for him. The three Republican no votes were Gary Knopp of Kenai, Gabrielle Ledoux of Anchorage, and Louise Stutes of Kodiak. Knopp says he voted against Tallarico to vote for a bipartisan majority coalition.
We've been faithfully for weeks now negotiating a bipartisan coalition in earnest and good faith, and we've done that as late as yesterday. Late, these talks have been ongoing.
All 16 Democrats and independent Dan Ortez of Ketchikan also voted against Tallarico. The House can't form committees or begin its work on bills until it elects a permanent speaker. And the city council in Unalaska is considering contributing money to an Alaska Municipal League project. That project would help municipalities figure out how to collect sales tax on online purchases. From KUCB in Unalaska, Zoe Sobel has this story.
How can Alaska municipalities collect sales tax on online purchases? That's a question the Alaska Municipal League has been working on since the 2018 Supreme Court decision South Dakota versus Wayfair, Inc. Here's AML Executive Director Niels Andreessen.
And basically what that decision says is that online sales tax is now available as an option. Before, a physical presence was required by a retailer.
Online sales includes anything you buy online, like Amazon purchases. Alaska does not have a statewide sales tax. Instead, individual communities are able to set their own municipal sales taxes. Unalaska's is 3%. Andreessen says AML would like to create an independent arm of the organization to help Alaska communities figure out how they can collect online sales tax.
The Constitution gives municipalities the authority for intergovernmental cooperation, and you already have taxing authority. So working together on this is pretty straightforward.
To set this up, Andreessen says all 100 existing state tax codes need to be compiled, definitions across municipalities need to be streamlined, and an administrator identified to complete a sales tax boundary map.
So what we're asking those jurisdictions who do have a sales tax contribute to our effort to do all that work over these next 6 to 8 months.
As of early January, Andreessen says AML has raised $35,000 for the project from Juneau, Ketchikan, Bethel, Kenai, and Soldotna. He says the organization is hoping to raise $100,000.
University of Alaska Anchorage teaching students are unsure about their futures. They were informed earlier this month that UAA's education department had lost its national accreditation. This week, UAA officials are meeting with the State Department of Education to determine the next steps for the college. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early spoke with several UAA students affected by the loss of accreditation as they wait for the university to address their concerns.
Nick Tabachka is in the Master of Education program at UAA and plans on graduating in May. He says he's frustrated.
What's the famous meme/movie reference where it's just like, you had one job?
UAA was notified on January 11th that its education department had lost accreditation with the Council for the Accreditation of Education Preparation, or CAPE. The state of Alaska requires students graduate from a nationally accredited program to get a teaching license. During a meeting between UAA's education department interim director Claudia Dibdahl and students, she said the university was blindsided by the news. The results of the CAPE review stated that UAA failed 4 of the 5 standards required for accreditation. Tabachka was at the meeting.
You don't get 1 out of 5 on your criteria when you're pretty sure you're going to get your accreditation. Either that or you're clueless.
Elementary education major Suzanne Snyder says she too was surprised by the loss of accreditation.
I feel like I am prepared to become a teacher, so what could the problem be? And then I looked into it and I finally got more details after a while and realized most of these problems don't seem to be with our program, with the classes, with the instructors, the faculty, the students.
The results of the review show that most of the issues CAPE had with UAA's education department had to do with providing data and evidence showing that their students were prepared. Both Snyder and Tabachka say the Anchorage School District, where both of them student teach, has reassured them they will be able to get jobs in the district after graduation. In light of UAA's loss, the state announced that it would waive the national accreditation requirement for UAA students graduating in the spring and summer of this year. But Tabachka says that doesn't change the fact that his school is lacking accreditation.
We still paid for a service and haven't got the service. And that service is an accredited degree, right, with that CAPE accreditation.
Both Tabachka and Snyder say they'll soon start applying for jobs in Anchorage. But students who aren't set to graduate by this summer face more uncertainty. UAA has to wait until January of 2020 before applying to be reaccredited. UAA sophomore Mackenzie Lindemann had planned to graduate as an elementary education major, but already changed her major due to the uncertainty of UAA's education department.
I felt like my options were either to transfer schools, which being already my third college, I can't even think about that. Or switching my major because they have to wait a year before they could reapply. And then who knows how long that process would be. You know, it took UAF 5 years to get reaccreditation, and I can't just put all my marbles in a jar and hope. So I looked into an English major.
Lindemann says she can still become a teacher one day by finishing her degree in English and then getting a Master's of Arts in Teaching Certificate, or MAT. UAA has said their students have the option to transfer to either the University of Alaska Fairbanks or the University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau to finish their degrees. Both colleges still have accredited education departments. Lindemann says students have begun to form Facebook groups to talk about their options.
The overall feeling is just everyone's just so angry, and we just feel so, speaking on behalf of everyone, just kind of like hopeless, and people just don't really know where to turn or who to ask because we don't really trust anybody.
Lindemann says students are talking about the potential for legal action to compensate them for the money and time spent at a university that failed to deliver on its promise of a teaching license from an accredited university. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
Saturday, January 19th marked a holy day for Orthodox Christians. In Bethel, Alaska Natives who adhere to the Russian Orthodox tradition commemorate this day by reenacting the baptism of Jesus Christ on the frozen Kuskokwim River. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
About a dozen Russian Orthodox parishioners gather in the St. Sophia Church overlooking Bethel's tundra ridge. Then they pile into trucks and head down the river. Father Michael Trifon offers me and three others a lift down to the frozen banks of the Kuskokwim.
It's a very important day for us Orthodox Christians and Christians alike who recognize the baptism of Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's a very important to reenact, if you will, the baptism of Jesus Christ. And this is that memory, this is that festal day that we celebrate today.
Saturday, January 19th is Theophany on the Orthodox calendar. It marks the day Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist.
Not that Christ, the Son of God, needed to be baptized or needed to be purified, but to set an example for the rest of us to be baptized, to be washed, to be cleaned.
On the Kuskokwim River, a cross has been cut out of the ice. With bare hands, Father Trifon dips a gold cross into the frigid waters, then sprinkles the water to bless parishioners. Orthodox Christians believe this blessed water is sanctified, or holy water. If anyone is cold, nobody complains. But nobody dilly-dallies either.
Can you still feel your hands? Can you still feel your hands?
A little. Yeah, they are. It's cold. It is ice water.
What does the temperature say outside?
9 degrees.
9 degrees.
The holiday is also known as Epiphany in other Christian traditions. Regardless of a person's belief system, it's not hard to appreciate the connection between spiritual health and the icy cold, pristine waters drawn from a frozen Alaska river in dark midwinter. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration is changing State Department of Correction policies that some advocates say have helped people succeed when they're released from prison. The changes by the Republican governor's administration include removing a position focused specifically on inmate reentry, discontinuing special access volunteer badges, and suspending the 12-hour pass program that allowed some inmates to participate in community activities.